Late Night Leadership is an event held multiple times throughout the quarter where leadership members come together to discuss a multitude of topics with CWU students. News Central was able to attend the second Women in Leadership event where three women leaders from the community spoke on what it's like to be a woman in a leadership position. One of these women, Margaret Ortega, spoke with us about how one's career may face challenges as it flourishes. She said,
"One's career will take different directions and different paths. It will be with a lot of successes in the career. There's also failures, and sometimes those are the best learning lessons, but also celebrate where one has been successful. There is no clear path. There's no one way. It is a journey."
Ortega is the Vice President of Student Engagement and Success, which means she serves as a leader to 22 departments here on campus. Next up, we spoke with Professor and Faculty Senate Chair Andrea Eklund. She spoke with us about how important it is to be resourceful within both your education and career journey. She said,
"One thing about Central is there's so many resources that so many students don't know about. And so I think, especially first-gen students, because at home they don't have someone who understands, you know, the university structure and how things work, is finding resources on campus and reaching out also to your advisor or your professor and asking them like, hey, I don't understand this or I need help. And so I think just reaching out because there are so many resources." Mm-hmm.
Finally, Dr. Faiza Koja, who is the Dean of the College of Business, spoke on not giving up on your dreams. She said,
"As a woman, you know, when one sees themselves as more working harder than others to get in a leadership role, which is quite true, but I think the idea is not to give up. I mean, there are adversities in personal life, professional life. The thing is, you got to keep at it to get to where you want to be."
Thank you so much for listening to another segment of On the Spot with News Central.